This is program number LW2202. Judge Roy Bean. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you today about Judge Roy Bean. Judge Roy Bean was, I guess, the most unorthodox jurist to ever sit in judgment in the United States. He was the law west of the Pecos. He was a Texas saloon keeper, a gambler, and had even at one time been a smuggler. But he became the law west of the Pecos back in 1882. When he was just 56 years old. And he remained a judge for 20 years. He was just one of several judges on the Lonesome Frontier back in the late 19th century, and he, like other judges, didn't have the legal training, so he and men like him tried to rely more on common sense instead of what was written down in books. And such judges didn't have courthouses, so they held their hearings in pool halls, saloons, or wherever they happened to be when a case came up. In West Texas, the closest court to Judge Roy Bean was 200 miles away. And that's why the Texas Rangers began bringing their prisoners to him long before the state appointed him a justice of the peace. Well, Judge Roy Bean, though he was ranked as the area's nearest thing to a solid citizen, wasn't really a just judge. Let me tell you about some of the things he did. One day, an Irish railroad hand killed a Chinese worker. And needless to say, there was a lot of racial prejudice. 200 Irish roustabouts turned out and came to Judge Roy Bean's court, determined that their Irish countryman was going to get a fair deal. 200 of them now, inside and outside that little saloon court west of the Pecos. Well, the judge, seeing that tough crowd of Irishmen, thumbed idly through his law book and finally announced that although there were many prohibitions against homicide, he decided that there was no specific ban against killing a Chinese. So, case dismissed. Judge Roy Bean looked out for himself, and he bent the law a little from time to time. One day, a fellow fell 300 feet and died. Judge Roy Bean pronounced him dead, and he had to bury the man himself, but he didn't think that his $5 coroner's fee was enough. So he reverted to his role as Justice of the Peace and searched the man's body and found that he had $40 and a revolver. Immediately, Judge Roy Bean said, "I find this corpse guilty of carrying a concealed weapon, and I fine him $40. Well, all fines, not just this one, but all of them, stayed in his own pockets. And when higher authorities asked for an accounting, the judge responded by saying, "My court is self-sustaining." I mean, apparently he was the law, just as he claimed to be, the law west of the Pecos. A federal judge once told him that while Bean could perform marriages, he should stop granting divorces because that was beyond the power of a justice of the peace. And Judge Roy Bean told that federal authority, "I married him, so I figure I got the right to rectify my errors." Well, Judge Roy Bean really was an extraordinary judge, but he had the same problem a lot of other judges had and really still do have. It's hard for a judge to constantly be a just judge. And that's because, I suppose, they're all men. And men fail. We all do. But you know, there is one judge who has never failed. And he won't in the future either. You know, it seems all I hear lately is that God is love. God is love. God is love. And he is. But there are actually two sides to God. God is also a judge. He's not like Judge Roy Bean, thank goodness. God is a just judge. And he's just all the time. He has to be. God has to be just, or he's not God. And quite frankly, I'm glad God is just. Oh, I'm glad God is love, but I'm glad God is just. Let me show you what I mean. When Hitler one of these days stands up before God's judicial bench and God opens a book and looks over Hitler's life, what if God should say, to adapt Judge Roy Bean's words, "Although there were many prohibitions against homicide, there's no specific ban against killing Jews. Go on into heaven." Would you say then that God is just? I'm glad I don't have to worry about the fact that God is just. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. God is just, but God is love. And that's why he sent his son, Jesus, to pay our fine. I've written a pamphlet talking about it in more detail. It's called, "What is the Gospel?" It's yours free. What is the Gospel? Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.